Hey, back here on Downtown on a Friday afternoon. Time for us to talk a little Black Bear hockey. Another big weekend, aren't they all, for Maine hockey so far this season? We're joined on the telephone line by the voice of the Bears, John Shields. Hello there, John.
Hello, Rich. Good afternoon and welcome to Aganis Arena.
Thank you very much. I feel like I'm there. It's awesome. And my oh my, oh, yeah. Here we go again with another huge weekend.
Yeah, it's another massive weekend here for the Black Bears. Let me get out of this techno concert that I'm in, apparently.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry.
This always happens to us, Rich. Whenever we connect, it's the time they decide to test all the equipment at the arena. So I could barely hear you. But, yes, it is another huge weekend for Maine. And this weekend it's a top 10 matchup. Last week, Maine hosted Boston College. Black Bears were 13th in the nation in the poll. And BC was number one. This weekend, Maine has earned their way up to number nine, and BU is sitting in the eighth spot. So a top 10 matchup, which is pretty exciting.
Well, yeah. Well, let's go back to last weekend first and right away talk about the incredible atmosphere there.
Oh, two sellouts back-to-back, three in a row for Alphonse Arena. And next game up there is UNH on December 1st, and that's already – basically pretty much 99% sold out. So you're looking at four sellouts in a row. It's amazing. It's amazing to see how quickly Coach Ben Barr has been able to get the community to reinvest in this program. And, of course, a lot of Black Bear fans have been there through thick and thin, but sellouts are hard to come by, and to have what will be a fourth in a row when New Hampshire comes to town in a couple weeks is super exciting. This team really has earned it. They truly have.
Yeah, and getting the support of students. I saw a couple pictures people posted of the student line to get tickets stretching all the way over to the Memorial Gym last week.
Yeah, long line. They get there early, and they want to get their spot. When I got there, it was already back to the football scoreboard. So, yeah, that's a pretty long line, and the level of commitment is there from the student body. And they were excited both nights as Boston College and Maine battled it out. And, you know, the Black Bears coming away with four of the 6 points, getting the win on Friday, the tie on Saturday, even though they went to the shootout. That shootout is just for the extra point in Hockey East. It does go down as a tie in the overall standings. But talking to Coach Barr this week, he said that losing the shootout to the team, to the players, feels like a loss. So he's hoping they'll take that into tonight and use that as motivation.
Boy, that shootout was epic, though. That was so exciting for an early season series.
Yeah, eight rounds, edge of your seat action. Victor Ostman's been in a lot of shootouts. But, you know, you run into some of those high skill scorers that Boston College has, and they're going to find ways to score in the shootout. I know a lot of people hate it. It is exciting for the fans. And, you know, as long as I don't mind it. It doesn't change the win or the loss, but yeah, eight rounds and both the Doe brothers getting a chance to try the shootout for the first time in their college hockey career. Josh scoring on a really nifty kind of poke check shot. Bradley did not score on his shootout opportunity, but either way, definitely a fun weekend at Alphonse.
Well, going to be another one down here where you are at Aganis Arena. And again, it doesn't get any easier. A lot of folks think BU might be the best team in the country.
They possibly could be. Yeah, they really could. They've got, you know, just like we talk about the Nadeau brothers here, they've got a set of their own brothers who are in their second season. That's Quinn and Lane Hudson, two players we talked a lot about last year. They're both back. They're both highly skilled players who can be very dangerous. And, you know, you look at those guys who are back this season, and a lot of folks thought that especially Quinn was going to go to the NHL, be a one and done, but he came back for a second year at BU. So it shows you the kind of program that Jay Pandolfo, the head coach for Boston University, is building here, to have players who want to come back and not just jump to the NHL. But also, Aiden Celebrini and his brother, Macklin Celebrini, are a couple of freshmen from Vancouver. And Macklin is only 17. I don't know if you know this story, Rich. He's a 17-year-old college freshman who most likely will be the number one draft pick next year in the NHL draft. He's already got 18 points this year, averaging 2 points a game. 8 goals, 10 assists. He's played 9 games, and as I said, 18 points. So Macklin Celebrini and his brother Aiden, another set of brothers that are extremely dangerous on this Terrier team.
Oh, that's going to make it so much fun this weekend. So what are a couple of things the Black Bears need to do well to come out of there with some points?
Well, what we saw last weekend that really helped them at home was that balanced line. You know, you can't just balance the line, plural. You can't just be the top line to do all the work. The fourth line last weekend really, really played well. Felix Trudeau had to step into a center role. He's not normally a centerman. He stepped in and played a solid weekend in that position with Reed Pavage on one of his wings. Those two look really strong together on that fourth line. And you know, expect to see them have more critical minutes this weekend as Nolan Renwick is out. Don't know yet if he's going to dress tonight or not. We haven't seen the official lines. But if he is out of there, they're going to have players step up and take some of his minutes as Nolan Renwick does eat a lot of minutes for the Black Bears. So if that is the case again this weekend, they're going to have to find ways to not have the time he'd be on the ice go to waste. So he's also big on the penalty kill, too, is Renwick. So that's an interesting note. We'll keep our eye on to see if he's back in the lineup today. I know he was day-to-day the last time we talked to Coach Barr. But other than that, they have to really not give Boston University extra chances on the power play. Maine has been good this year, not giving up too many bad penalties. When you have teams like Boston University and these teams that are in the top of Hockey East, you can't give them opportunities to score on the power play. They've got Lane Hutson, who's a player I mentioned earlier. He's got 5 power play goals already on the season. So 5 power play goals in 9 games is pretty impressive, and they're extremely dangerous. So don't give them those opportunities, especially early in this hockey game.
Well, John, obviously a whole lot of hockey to be played. It's early in the season, but the way Maine is going with these great performances, the national recognition, is it for real?
Yeah, I think it is for real because, now, obviously they have a lot of games left to play. This is only game number 8 on the year, 9 and 10 on the weekend. But after Saturday night, after game number 10, that is basically almost a third of the way through the year. So it's a 34-game schedule. So 10 games in, you know, it's a decent sample size. They played some great teams, getting the win at Quinnipiac, getting the win at home against Boston College, getting the sweep at Merrimack, who is a good Hockey East team. It's not like they're beating teams that are in the bottom of the college hockey standing. They're beating teams who are competitive and who are good, and that's why this series this weekend against BU is so interesting to see where they kind of stack up with another top team in the league.
No question about that. Hey, away from hockey for a moment. Now, I looked quickly. Did I see on social media that are you going to be doing a women's basketball game?
If I am, I am not sure when that would be.
No.
Is that what... Was that posted by my father?
Well, I saw something, and I looked at it quickly, and I thought it was your account, and it said that you were going to be going to a game against Indiana.
As a fan.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, yeah, the women's basketball team is, you mean Black Bears are playing Indiana in Portland in a couple weeks, end of November. So that's a big game for the women's program, and I plan to go down there. I guess we'll say not as a fan, in my full-time job capacity. I'm going down there to work, Rich.
Make sure your father does the job, right?
Yes, exactly. I won't be on the air, but that'll be an exciting game. They're playing at the Cross Insurance Arena in Portland. Basically, that game sold out. The women's basketball getting a chance to play in Portland, and you know they're off to an amazing start, beating UMass and Rhode Island at home. So pretty fun start for Coach Amy Vachon and that program, too.
Yeah, no question about that. Well, John, it's going to be a great weekend. Have a lot of fun these next two nights. We'll be tuned in on the Black Bear Sports Network. Thanks, as always. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll check in with you next week.
All right. Have fun tomorrow, Rich. Bring back the musket with Bob.
Yeah, I'll do what I can. Thanks, John.
Thanks, bye.